I've been saying this for quite some time, that unless the problem was addressed, unless we had alternative accommodation, extra accommodation made in Neshon, that as the de facto block crisis progressed and became more acute, that we would end up seeing people in hotels, families in hotels, as they're displaced. And I'm extremely worried that we're now months away from that situation. We haven't yet addressed the modular homes, which I think is the solution to this problem. But more and more people, their houses are getting worse. They're leaving because they're unsafe. Obviously, more people will be coming through the scheme. They'll be looking for alternative accommodation as they demolish their homes. I'm extremely concerned that there is nowhere for those people to go. And that's why I made the kind of very worrying comment that I think we're months away from the point where families will be moving into hotels in initial.
And on the issue of trying to find somewhere to rent, what is available is much too expensive.
Yeah, and this is another concern that I would have raised, is that a number of years ago, you could have found a place to rent in Buncrana for approximately €600. Anybody will know in Buncrana, particular, if you're looking for a house to rent, there's none available. If a place is available, it can be upwards just of €1,200, and that is just unattainable for many people in the local community. And anybody who can fork out that type of money, they're going to be pushed to the breadline. They certainly won't be in a position where they can save to get a deposit on their own home. And it's just, it really shows just how acute, how bad the housing crisis is in Neshon. And unless we get more social housing to increase the housing stock, unless we get more private housing, private rental, affordable homes in the very, very near future, I'm very concerned about particularly young people in Buncrana looking to start a life for themselves.